If you are faithful to the Lord, I assure you, He will never allow you, my dear brother, my dear sister, to face something too much for you to bear. Never. This is my Father, your Father. But He will give you grace, and He'll give you some way of help that you can endure it. He will give you grace to endure it. Believe it. That's why you need never complain, even as you look into the uncertain future. I have nothing to complain. Why? Because I have a loving Father who has promised me that from now till the day Jesus comes, or till the day I leave this earth, I will not face a single situation that is too much for me to bear. I have been a Christian for nearly 65 years. I can testify, in 65 years I've never faced a situation too much for me to bear. I've faced some tough situations. I remember when I came to Bangalore for the first time, we were in Vellore up to 1972. And God told Annie and me to move to Bangalore when we knew nobody here. Nobody means nobody. And we moved here. We were living in a rented house for a while, a few months, before God gave us our own place. And in that rented house, I remember still, within a couple of months, in the month of August 1972, I got asthma. And somebody told me, Bangalore is one of the two worst places in India for asthma. Especially after the rains, August. I didn't know that. I said, Lord, you led us here. What am I going to live with my asthma for the rest of my life? And I'll tell you, I couldn't lie down in bed. Because when I lie down, I can't sleep. It's the honest truth. I had to sit up in a chair to sleep at night. And I had to get these pumps, or you pump something into your mouth, a spray, so that I can breathe. Every day, every night. I didn't understand. I said, Lord, what is this? Did I make a mistake in coming to Bangalore? When I looked today, I said, I certainly didn't make a mistake. But there were trials. When Jesus came to earth to save the world, it wasn't an easy time for Him. It wasn't an easy time for His mother. There was no place to deliver a baby. You mothers know how much you need a little bit of privacy, at least when you're delivering a baby. There was nothing for her. The Son of God is coming on to earth, and the Father in heaven, who had millions of years to prepare, could not prepare one little room for His Son. He could have easily arranged one room being empty. Why did He not do it? Why did He allow His Son to be born in the midst of animals with donkeys and cows around? No, even the beggars don't have their children born in such surroundings. No human being was ever born in such a low-down surrounding as Jesus was born, because He came underneath everybody. Nobody could say that you had it easy, Lord. He did not have it easy. So I realized that if you want to serve the Lord, the more the Lord is going to use you in the days to come, then the Lord has to take you through much more suffering of various times. Anyway, the good news is that God filled me with the Holy Spirit and healed me 100%. So that I could even drive the scooter in the rain in the month of August and come back without wheezing. It's gone. But I had to go through a test to see, can I trust God when you think God led you here and then when you get there you get sick? You know, when I preach that Jesus was sick, many people don't believe it. I mean, Paul was sick. He had a thorn in the flesh, which the Lord never removed. And Timothy had stomach's infirmities all the time. I don't know how many times Paul laid hands on Timothy, but he had stomach's infirmities all the time. And the Bible says that Jesus was sick. That's the thing that puzzled me. And do you know the people who translated the Bible could not dare to put it like that? But the original Hebrew in which it is written, it says, he was acquainted with sickness. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 and verse 3. You have got an NASB, which I believe is the most accurate version, with a margin in the middle. Let me read it to you. Isaiah 53 verse 3. Speaking about Jesus, he was despised and forsaken of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And the margin says, the original word is sickness. But the translators could not put that because they couldn't believe that Jesus was sick. Acquainted with sickness. And it is our sickness, verse 4, not griefs, but our sickness that he bore. And for a confirmation, turn to Matthew chapter 8. And you will see when Jesus healed the sick in verse 16, Matthew 8:16, the last part, he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, Matthew 8:16. Why? To fulfill what was written by Isaiah the prophet, that he took our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Which verse is that? Isaiah 53:4. He took our sicknesses and he healed the sick. And then you put that into verse 3. He was acquainted with sickness. Sickness, to be sick is not a sin. I've discovered that. Whenever you're sick, it's not because you sin. If sickness is the result of sin, Jesus would never have been sick. So no, when you're sick, sometimes it can be the result of sin. You know, Jesus told one man whom he had healed, is, don't sin again, otherwise something worse will happen to you. He told one of the people whom he healed, he said that in John's Gospel. But sickness is not always the result of sin. Because we live in a world where there's so much infection. And Jesus had to be tempted in all points as we are. And all of us know that sickness is one of those terrible temptations. When it comes to us, we don't know what to do. I tell you, when there were two times in my life when you feel like dying. One is when I got asthma. You can't breathe, can't breathe. You really feel like dying. I said, boy, this is terrible. The other is when I was in the Navy and you get seasick in the middle of the ocean and you know that you're not going to come to shore for many, many days and the boat is turning and some people don't get sick. I used to go terribly seasick. I'll tell you, you really feel like dying at such times. The other was when I had asthma. If Jesus was not tempted with sickness as one part of our experience, he missed out completely. But the Father determined that he would be our forerunner even in that area. He was acquainted with sickness. I thank God, I thank Jesus my Savior, that he became a forerunner for me in every area.